Hello and welcome to Bravo Whiskey Cast, episode number 106. I am Chris Kanuck, and with me today is
iHawk12.
Here to talk to you about anime and whatever else comes up.
Anime. And,
yeah. What he said.
What is anime? What is this anime?
I don't know. It's like simplified eyes or simplified faces, big eyes, big tits, small tits, melons, raisins. lewdness. So many things. But do you know what it is this season, though? Do you know what anime is this season, though? Want to guess?
Dragons.
Oh, so close. The answer I was looking for was learning.
Learning.
Because where that time travel show that tried desperately to teach you about electricity failed.
I remember that. that's got to be a few years ago.
It was a couple. Man. But it's been so long, I can't even remember the name. All I know is that Akita Saki was in it, and whenever she would speak, I'd be like, yep, there's Yui.
I see you. That's also the only thing I remember.
What I was trying to segue to was Harukano. No, just kidding. Cells at Work. Because again,
oh, yes.
I know we talked about this before, but
Lolly white blood cells.
No, all of the white blood cells are dudes. So
who are
there.
The girls?
What?
Are they red blood cells?
No, the red cells are a mix of
I just saw pictures of girls.
Well, of course, it's anime. They're going to show predominantly females, but there are dude red blood cells. However, all of the cells are just dudes.
Okay.
And same with the platelets. There are little boy platelets, but predominantly you'll see girl platelets. And then,
of course,
you know, rule 42 of the internet applies. Or is that 52?
50? Oh. the porn rule.
Yes. Anyway,
is it meant to be educational?
Kind of.
What does that mean?
They do pause the narrative to
explain
what things are. But
this is the human body, something, something.
Yes, this is a germ.
Have you learned anything?
I have.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I learned that germs can combine into bigger germs and fuck shit up. But then microphage comes in and kicks some ass. But that kind of tend to over-involve white blood cells where they wouldn't necessarily be involved. But anyway.
So do they explain things like cancer?
Yes.
Oh, what's cancer in this anime?
An emo cell, kind of.
Do they try to, how do they get rid of it?
Well, early stage cancers can be eliminated by by your immune system in the body. I believe a white blood cell took them out, but other than which isn't actually accurate, but anyway, and then he did the honorable thing of being like, hey, before I kill you, cancer cell, is there anything you have to say? And then cancer cell says, I just want it to be a regular cell and hang out with all of you. And that kind of pissed off a bunch of people because they inherently think cancer is evil when really, really it's not. It's a very sad thing, yes, or can be a very sad thing, yes. But technically, it is just a cell that divided incorrectly and then was basically left to spread on its own. So technically, it's not some sort of outside force is just out to kill you.
It's not conscious, sure, but it's not cancer.
Which is weird, because the show is basically anthropomorphizing everything about the human body, and then the only thing that they, and everyone, like, you don't go, like, you don't, walking on the street, you don't meet someone and like, hey, how's your red blood cell chain today? But it seems to be only bad things that people, or they might,
and then just be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Or how's your white blood cell coon today? They'd be like, what? And I don't know. It's just weird how some people they take the negative things and anthropomorphize that and give it a bad connotation, but anyway. It's not, it's just a thing. It's a bummer thing, but
it's a bummer thing.
It's also just an anime, so calm down. So yeah.
Anything else to say about it?
Platelets are cute, and I want one.
I see you have plenty.
Well, yes, I have plenty of platelets. What I mean is why they produce the white blood cell android before the platelet one is beyond me. Because clearly, of course, this is inside my bubble. Everyone wants a platelet. And that's it.
Right.
Because platelets are adorable. They even have their own song on the soundtrack, and it's adorable.
How does it go?
let's see. Finding what? It's adorable. Anyway.
That's fair enough.
So yeah, that's a thing.
What else have you been watching?
Let's see. Where did? Oh no, no. I lost my list because I was looking at. Again, Moai got in the way of productivity. But the thing that happens to absolutely no one. I watched the first two episodes of Banana Fish, and I don't know what it is, but anything that is anime and not like the Love Live! K-On! Movie or Bakano. It's always weird when they go outside of Japan. Unless you're in like Japanese Europe or Japanese Germany. I guess it's technically still Europe.
Right.
It's just weird. Because they're supposed to be like Banana Fish is set in New York and everyone's supposed to be an American except for like two people. Except all of their character designs are very anime, and I'm just like, I don't get it. And actually, oddly enough, the characters with the sort of blandest character designs are the Japanese characters. So I'm like, I don't know. I tried really hard. Well, actually, I didn't, but.
I don't know what this is, so.
I'll keep trying. Even if it eventually breaks out the yaoi pedal, I'll keep trying. I'll just keep moving forward, episode to episode. I'll go deep into Banana Fish. moving on. So I've also been watching Harukana Receive. That's the beach volleyball show. And
oh, is that what that's the one? Was that the one where they like were like former team members? Is some I remember you explaining.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay,
that immediately that team basically left and are now in the background, just being referenced every now and then.
They're not all friends anymore.
We've moved on to bigger and better things. Recently, I was introduced to the fifth cast member that now legitimizes their club, that being the Beach Volleyball Club, and she wanted to be the first beach volleyball idol.
Wait, beach volleyball is just two players, right?
Yes.
So wouldn't that be like an odd number?
It would be. But you see, the school needs five members to become an official club. So
the first person is just like, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. Actually, I think in the episode they're like, Even if you just applied and never showed up, that would work. You just think, no, I can't do that. Because we're supposed to be friends. But anyway.
Is one of them super rich?
No.
And also from Finland?
Oh. Sadly not. Two of them have blonde hair, though, and blue eyes.
Are they just Japanese, but or are they actually like European or whatever?
I don't know. Because they have
none of them say shiny.
No, none of them say shiny. It's just very confusing because they have oh, I see. So they're both of their sisters, and their last name is Thomas.
So they're American or British.
Well,
or
and one it's like Emery, but of course it's supposed to be Emily.
Right.
I'm assuming Clary or Claire, and I'm like, sure? And there's like no background information on them at all in the episodes that I've actually seen so far, so I have no idea if they're supposed to be like Japanese American or Japanese with very weird parents. I don't know.
Fair enough.
But yeah, still I like me some beach volleyball for very obvious reasons. The scoring system, just in case you were wondering. The music's pretty awesome too. Yeah.
Do they talk about Fua Fua time?
No, they don't, unfortunately. If they did, it would be even better, but sadly, no. And yeah, just trying to, I don't know, because everything else is like kind of meh. And I know I probably say that every season, but
let me take another look at the list.
Because it's like
Mountain Anime was this season, right? Or was that last season?
No, that was this season.
Okay. I know Gintama is back, but I haven't seen any of it, unfortunately. I guess the manga is almost ending.
Mm-hmm.
So they're finally getting there. Wait, is this, are we in fall or summer?
Still? Summer.
Oh, okay. That's, I guess I just pulled up the fall and Railgun is, or not, yeah, Index is back.
Yes.
Holy fuck. maybe you shouldn't be looking at this list, but this is so weird.
All I got, that's pretty much all I got, so why not?
A bunny girl anime. The second season of Ace Attorney. All right, let me go to the summer list just to see. Oh, Overlord, you're not watching that?
I am, but it's, I don't know. It's just
stuff happening.
It's just kind of just dumb stuff happening. Like, It's just things happening and everyone being like, so all of the overlords, what were NPCs, being like, not necessarily kissing his ass, but he'd be like the...
Well, he's like the best like, super god guy, so...
Well, yeah, but he had, like, so you hear the, like, the Japanese dude every now and then being like, I don't know, I have no idea what's going on. And then one of his NPCs are like, I know you're like seven steps ahead of us, Lord Gon, but if you would allow me, I would love to explain the situation and what we're going to do to everyone else. And he's like, oh, thank you, go ahead. And then friggin' tells everybody, I'm like, if they weren't previously programmed to basically never question you, and you weren't kind of a decent person to them, they'd probably kill you. Because you clearly have no idea what's going on at any time. But I don't know, it's fun to watch.
You know, Attack on Titan. No.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, I just can't watch subtitled, and they're doing the thing where they're like, we're airing the dub on Toonami. So when Toonami's like, oh, we're changing the programming for like 2 weeks in a row, like the season's almost over and there's only like two or three dubbed episodes.
Right.
I'm like, man, this bites, but it's fine because it has Attack on Titan. I think it's dumb anyway.
Sure. There's also a badminton, I guess it looks like.
Badminton.
Not interested. Volleyball's enough.
Yeah, volleyball's enough. I was like, I don't know. Although technically I could, because that's...
Oh, wow.
I could watch that at any time. But
there's Grand Blue. So there's that... Grand Blue is about diving, and then there's Free.
Yes. Well, Grand Blue is scuba diving.
Oh, okay. So and more... diving. Wait, so Free is... It's a sequel, right? Like, it's not the same...
So it's, like, set after the movie, but that's all I know about. Also, I heard it's not so great.
Oh, well.
Because they're... the director that did the early Free stuff...
Right.
Is on Banana Fish, so...
A Banana Fish is... it's not Kiwani, is it? Oh, just left? Oh, okay. Another fucking isekai show. Some kind of like weird homes anime.
Kyoto Homes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's another idol. Onugaku Shoujo. Some kind of idol anime, because you gotta have them. And yeah. Uh-huh. Sounds about right. I don't know. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I was just looking at this. It's like, I guess the weird one that stands out is apparently something about girls who play games with their hands. Asobi, asobase. I don't know. The surreal gag comedy manga revolves around three classmates who play simple hand games. One of the girls is good at games but hates them, as she always lost to her older sister and forced to do chores while growing up. There you go. Anyway. don't see mountain. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's listed as a short. Anyway. I don't know. Did you want to look at the fall season?
Sure, why not?
I just had it. It just loaded it by default. So yeah, another Sword Art Online. I guess it's another spin-off that has nothing to do with Kirito.
I don't think so. I think this is.
You think it's a direct sequel or whatever?
That I believe the whatever the fuck that is, Alexation is like the arc after Mother Rosaria arc. It's like probably going to be like, hey, let's throw Asuna under the bus again and get Kirito another waifu.
Anyway,
but so here, although I'm gonna because we've spent a shit ton of time just shit canning Sword Art Online. Apparently, the original author has been going back and rewriting all of his previous work to be better.
Wait, he's basically remastering his books.
Wow. Yes.
That's hilarious.
But
I wonder if Ready Player One guy will do that.
Maybe.
I guess there's a Yuri about, I don't know, some student council. I don't know, some girl watches another girl turn down some guy. And she's like, oh, I'll try, I guess. Yagate Kimi no Naru.
Ah, you had me at Yuri still.
I still can't believe there's another Index. Like, why not, I guess.
Hey, I like Index. Toma is a really stand-up guy.
Something about girls in a rival dorm meeting with each other. And, oh, it's also Yuri, it looks like.
It's like
Yuri, Romeo, and Juliet. why not? I haven't looked at anime in so long. It's like, oh yeah, this is anime. What anime is like.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you have to crank out, like, 30 shows a seat every 12 months, you kind of... It's not all gonna be great.
Another season of Golden Kamuy. Something about an archery club and someone running away. He ran away from the sport, but he gets dragged back in. I'm too old for this shit.
You pull the string and the arrow goes. What's up with that?
Oh, this is the thing where it's like the younger sister of a character writes a light novel about a younger sister who writes a light novel about a younger sister serving her brother or whatever. That stupid meta. Think that just so many dumb layers, but because why not? Oh god, anime. I'm skipping through a lot of this. Like, there's some like generic sci-fi stuff that I'm sure may be interesting, but I don't know. Like Ingress, and I don't know. Something involving a vampire girl. Something involving another maid. Her father employs a maid named Tsubame, who who was a former self-defense force official and is also a lolicon because...
Why not?
Exactly. It took the words out of my mouth.
Because the random character generator said so.
There's surprisingly a lot of sci-fi this season. The aforementioned Phoenix Wright season 2. Another Gonzo show. I see this show where the guys are all half naked.
Oh.
Hinomaru Zumo. Oh, it's about sumo. Of course, that's why they're that's why they're all half naked. I don't know. A cheerleading anime, it looks like.
That's accurate.
There's an anime with like... This comedy manga centers on a skeleton named Honda who works in a bookstore. And it's like... Looking at this picture, there's like... Well, there's a skeleton guy, and then there's a guy with a pumpkin head, and a guy with a banana, or not a rabbit head. Like, I don't know. Could be, I don't know. This could be fun, I guess.
it's going to be the next, your order is a rabbit.
Except it's all like, I don't know, ghouls?
Sure.
I don't know.
What, a cafe for ghouls with a guy with a rabbit head and a guy with a pumpkin head? It basically writes itself.
Man, there's another warring. This Gakuen Basara, this battle school comedy, or this school battle comedy parody reimagines the Warring States era warriors of Capcom's action game franchise as rival students in a modern high school. We need one of those. Something about male idols. Takato Saigyo has reigned as the idol industry's most huggable for 5 years. That is until freshman actor Junta Azumaya Takato was... And then I guess hilarity ensues.
Because yeah. Of idols.
There's a lot more anime. This. I mean, I guess that's how it always is. Like, summer's like that. Sort of dead. I don't know. Yeah.
Everyone needs to go outside.
A new Precure. Oh no, new Kira Kira. And some baseball thing. I don't even remember the first season, so Gura Zenny 2. I assume it's baseball. The picture is just like a guy and a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And then more Attack on Titan. And yeah, more banana fish for you.
Yay! Banana fish.
This the four panel manga follows a 16-year-old male high school student named Tomari Hinoa, who marries a mysterious and fluffy life form named Kananogi. It's a TV short at the bottom. I don't know. Like, sure. And then something involving penguins. The seething short manga follows Chitose, a fluffy emperor penguin chick living in Kyoto. The stories depict such familiar Kyoto locales as Togetsu Kyo Bridge, Arashiyamaya Bamboo Grove, Fushi Inari Taishima Shrine, and Kiyomizu Dera Temple, which I assume is the one they go to in K-On.
Right.
From a penguin's perspective.
So lower on the ground?
I guess.
Everything's so big.
And also another... Pingu is not... Is Pingu Japanese? I always assume Pingu is like British, like the like that sheep, whatever, Shaun the Sheep. But it just says second season of Pingu in the City. Wow. So two penguin short animes. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, some See? Idol Master thing. Master, but with like the boys.
Good old side end chibis.
Yeah. Oh, and more Monogatari and more Godzilla, but in movie form. Yeah. Huh. Anyway.
He's bigger.
Anything there interest you? I mean, I guess if I like, I'm trying to think, like, if I had time, I kind of want to watch that penguin one. I see it's a short, so it should be easy to watch. But like, I don't know. A lot of this, like, oh yeah, it's anime. Maybe the skeleton one. I don't know. Yeah,
but
that's the only one that sort of like other stuff is like. Yeah, this stuff is just anime. Like two Yuri anime, lots of sci-fi anime, lots of no isekai. There's one about characters in a video game or something in a fantasy world, but they're not like, it's not like some guy trapped in a fantasy in a video game world.
True.
Oh, Fairy Tale. The final season of Fairy Tale.
Wow. Yeah. Where
still watching that, or are you still waiting for dubs, or
it probably will get subtitled. I think the dubs have been good done for a while, but I don't know. Probably.
Oh, there's more Thunderbolt Fantasy, I guess.
Yeah, I know there was a movie that came out, but I never got around to watching it. Because I'm horrible.
Oh, that baseball one. When did it air? It aired, I guess, spring. And it's about a baseball team where your pay is directly correlated to your performance. Which, okay. I was just curious. I don't know. Yeah, is there anything? I don't. There's not really nothing. I mean, this is not. I guess if I were to go back to anime, I would just probably just watch my 2-year backlog at this point. But
I don't know.
How is the? Did you watch the Phoenix Wright anime?
No.
First one? Yeah, me neither.
Because I heard it was dumb, so I was like, yay, more free time. I love free time.
Yeah.
But
I guess there's always more Kirito for you.
Yeah, because I like to take my face and slam it into a cheese grater and just go up, down. And the last couple sort of online related things have been decent. Just ignore the fact that they both didn't involve Kirito a lot. Now that he's back, I'm sure, like, he basically, I'm my headcanon is that Kirito, he took a sabbatical. He learned how to be a decent character and not just a one-note audience insert surrogate with a girlfriend and a phantom harem. I'm sure he's going to be a lot more three-dimensional and in depth and interesting. And
phantom harem.
Anyway,
I just noticed there's something. I guess there's something airing in the summer called Holiday Love. The story depicts adultery among two married couples. 30-year-old housewife, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Did you watch this?
Very unlikely, because judging by that description alone, I don't think that was licensed.
Oh, it's... Oh, okay. I thought everything was licensed now.
Not everything.
There's still stuff that, like... That falls through the cracks.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't even know where to check if something's been like so out of it. I don't like. Where do you go to see if something's licensed or not?
I usually just
search for it on Crunchyroll.
Do a wiki search, and then it.
It'll say.
Says if it's been licensed by.
I'm curious.
A name I recognize.
Yeah, it's not licensed, or it doesn't mention it. Oh well, anime.
Anime.
Oh, I see. A 20-episode original net animation. That's why. Production IG's Anime Beans app. That's so funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Anime Beans.
Anime Beans.
And I guess this short anime about a sister beating up her brother is also a short, so it never got licensed. Three other episodes.
Probably.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, nothing. I guess I don't know. What would you watch?
From fall?
Yeah. Were you an Index fan? I can't remember.
Yeah. I guess, it's okay.
Are you gonna watch the new Index then?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
So Index.
Oh wait, there is a fucking isekai.
Yeah.
He reincarnates as a slime. Oh god, of course there of course there's an isekai. It's like idol anime. There will never
exactly be
one. Okay.
But yeah, Sword Art Online, because I hate myself. Fairy Tail, Index. Those two Yuri ones. Sure, why not? Especially the Juliet one. Where is it? I find...
Are you gonna watch the sister light novelist meta?
probably not. So no worries there. I have pretty low standards, but
there's one about a girl who's sent back in time to meet her grandmother. In the past, but the past is actually 2018. It's the new PA works.
Oh.
Irizoku Seikai no Ashita Kara. I don't know. PA works, I haven't even, yeah, I guess, I mean, it's funny, like, I guess Shaft, like I was just talking to someone or a few people, like I guess Shaft, like does Shaft exist anymore? Like I guess other than Monogatari, they don't like do they do things?
Not that I.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Not that I can.
Oh, they did a couple of movies. They did some weird anime. Akira
Oh,
no
they did.
Memu-chan. And
Well, they did. March comes in like a lion, which was
was
relatively
last year.
recent, and Fate Extra.
It's just weird considering they used to like have so many things. But anyway. I I guess so. I guess Gintama, I guess it's taking another break, I guess. If I don't see it on the fall list. Which I guess probably makes sense to like just animate more episodes, maybe, but yeah. Interesting. That's anime. I don't know. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Not really.
That's fair. Yeah, I guess the only like I was saying, the only thing I haven't seen. I watched Gravity again. Because it was in theaters, and I think a lot of the things I thought about like way back when, I can't remember when that was, but like how it's like how it's a live action film that uses a lot of what I would consider animation techniques, even in like the one shots or the long takes that they do, particularly that part where the camera goes into her like spacesuit helmet. And then comes back out of it, which again is it's an impossible shot to do with a quote unquote real camera, but since you can just animate everything, it doesn't really matter. And yeah, I mean, it's still a good I wasn't sure what I would think of it. It's you know I it's been a while, but I've seen it so many times that I feel like it's hard to know, but it's like yeah, it's still as good as I remember, and so that's
Yeah,
interesting.
it's like 2013 all up in here.
God, is it really 5 years old? Jesus Christ.
October 4th, 2013.
Holy crap, man. That's crazy to me. That is crazy to me.
Old.
I already do. I already do. Yeah, like otherwise, yeah, I haven't been watching much. Not even like, I don't know. Like, I guess do you still care about Marvel? Did you watch Iron Fist?
That came out while I was away, so I
Oh
haven't actually watched it yet, but in build up I did finish I did watch the second season of Luke Cage just because I started watching it, never finished it, so I just
How does that end?
he gets the nightclub.
The nightclub?
The Paradise nightclub. That's been kind of like one
Oh,
of
yeah.
their bigger sets. Because Harlem goes to shit and then it needs a king, basically. I say that only because they say it in the show. And he's like, I'll be the guy. I'm like, sure, yeah, that'll go all the good right places.
Were there any crossovers?
Iron Fist showed up for like a couple episodes.
To do what?
I don't know, just hang out and be like, hi, this is probably the soft reboot of Iron Fist, because everyone said the fighting in my first season really sucks, so yeah. And also Mephist clothes, see?
What about does Jessica Jones show up?
No, but they mention her.
Is
Anyway.
it still before the whatever the snap or whatever.
People care too much about that shit, but probably.
It's all connected.
Look, if there's not a mention of, hey, a bunch of about 50% of our population just dusted, and oddly enough, most of them were superheroes. If that's not mentioned, it's probably pre-snap, but also who gives a shit?
It's all connected, man. It's all connected.
Because any mention of Big Grimace makes me grimace.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Because he's big and purple.
Yes.
Looks like Grimace. The forgotten / buried McDonald's mascot.
Is he not a mascot anymore?
Like, I hardly ever see Ronald McDonald, so I assume he's gone. Everyone's like, oh, look, it's Mayor McCheese. Fuck Mayor McCheese. It's all about Grimace.
Mayor McCheese.
Hashtag bring back Grimace.
Well, there's like a bird girl, right?
There was, yeah.
What was her name? Are you looking it up?
No. Because I know better to look things up during a podcast. What do you take me for?
A bird.
Let's see. Oh, man. This is not. Oh, because it. Okay, like, internet, we need to talk. So you have the first, which is Ronald McDonald, but there's the picture that contains Grimace, the cheese burglar, and the bird girl person that we're trying to figure out. And yet, it's just an article on Ronald McDonald. Like, what the fuck? let's see. No. Oh, dear God. There are a lot more than I remember.
Is there a whole family of McDonald's mascots?
There is.
Uh-oh. How deep does it go?
So, I believe it's Birdie the Early Bird that was created for their breakfast items. The Fry Kids, those are those little short multicolored things. Mayor McCheese. Officer Big Cheese.
That's great.
He was similar to Mayor McCheese. Captain Crook, which was like their pirate mascot. That was set up, I assume, for like their filet of fish. Because he'd always try to steal it.
They had mascots for filet of fish.
Or that was like his gimmick, I guess.
Sure. That's funny to me.
And then there was a character called the Professor. That was like a scientist.
I don't remember half of these.
Uh, The McNugget buddies. And then the alien character named Cosmic, spelled Big C O S Big M C.
What did he do?
Cosmic was an alien who wore a large spacesuit and he talked like a server dude. He featured in a series of McDonald's commercials from 1980 to 1985.
He's the PG of McDonald's.
Where he traded some items to Ronald McDonald, Grimace, and the professor during their picnic.
And then he flew off into space.
So we traded the flowers in exchange for food Ronald brought. He was brought back by Ronald's McMagnet. And asked Ronald if they could, if they could share, of course, because sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly.
That's weird. Now I'm all up in the lore.
Yeah. And then there were trash cans. A twin of talking trash cans.
Was that like, what's his face? Oh, Sesame Street guy.
Oscar?
Yeah, is that like an Oscar tie-in?
I don't think so. Oh, no, because Oscar was a monster in a trash can. These are, they were literally trash cans.
Oh. Oscar would live in them.
Yes. But they weren't regular trash cans. They were the McDonald's ones, the ones with the bucket and the lid on it that spun around.
What are we talking about?
And last but not least, and then this is the other stuff that was mentioned at the top of the episode, but another one that I found here was a McDonaldland character named I Am Hungry, who was the self-proclaimed vice president of snacking.
That's a good...
From 1998 to 2001.
That's a good position.
Yes.
VP snack.
Oh, God. He's also... Oh, yeah, less talked about I Am Hungry the better, because he is horrifying. Only something that the late 90s, early aughts could think of. Yeah. So, let's see. Where did it go? There's one other thing that I just wanted to quickly bring up, because Studio Trigger has a Patreon with over 3,000 patrons and $10,000 a month.
To do what?
Let's see. I'm just checking to see if it's the same stuff as it was before. Mm-hmm. Art streams still.
People, like, are they using it to fund anime though, or?
Not exclusively, but probably to pay their animators more.
Why not, I guess?
Yeah. Except some people are... Oh, I don't know. It's like, I'll be a patron. I'll be a patron, and then I'll pirate their stuff. I'm just like, I get it, but I don't know. Still doesn't seem right, but anyway.
No.
Whatever. It's the internet.
Yes. Oh, well.
Oh, well. So on that note...
Anything? Nothing else off topic other than McDonald's that you
want to talk? I could open the page and we could keep going. Or I could, if you're curious about any other mascot, I can look that up. But
was there ever a Burger King / McDonald's crossover?
Not that I remember. There was an Aladdin Hercules crossover, but.
Well, that would make sense. Unless you mean Aladdin, like the cartoon Aladdin, and then Hercules, the Xena show.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, okay. the two Disney properties that had the total ability to cross over with each other.
Yes.
let's not what, be...
That's what I expected, but yes.
Let's not be crazy here. But, yeah, so contact me if you feel like wanting to bring up any other mascots that you might have forgotten. I'm more than willing to take time to look that up during the mascot podcast. Cast. Yes. You see, the hidden message is if you turn the W upside down, it's an M. And M is for mascot. It always has been. It's just no one ever figured it out. So there you go. Some deep podcast lore.
Why were we talking about McDonald's? I don't
know. Because we went from Thanos to Grimace and then rabbit hole. See, at least we can track the tangent. It's really bad when you've just forgotten about it entirely. Then you're just kind of standing there being like, what? How did we get here?
You mean that's not what happens all the time?
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything, but since you said it, I guess so.
Anime. Anime is so weird.
Anime is weird, but
when are they? Fun. They need to like make more like Polar Bear Cafe. Shit like that. I want to see polar bears and penguins chilling in a cafe with a random human woman be like, this is perfectly normal. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. And I'm not the audience surrogate either. Or the equivalent of that one human in a puppet show. I'm looking at you under the umbrella tree. And
what's that puppet cop thing that came out?
Oh, the Happy Time Murders.
Yeah, that's it.
It was pretty dumb.
Did you see it?
Yes.
That's somewhat animated. That's something.
Sure.
it was dumb.
It was pretty dumb.
Fair enough.
It was still a good time, but I think it was Jeff on the / Filmcast that was like, this movie has set back the R-rated puppet genre, like, substantially.
The R-rated puppet.
So, if you had like a really good genre puppet movie in the works right now or finishing it off, you're done. No one's going to take you seriously anymore because that movie did not make enough money and everyone's going to be like, why? So my whole thing about wanting an Avenue Q adaptation is basically vapor now. It went from 99.9% chance of not happening to 100%.
I'm surprised that, no one did anything of Avenue Q.
Because the internet's for porn.
Oh, did puppets have sex with humans in that movie?
No, that's one of the songs.
Oh, that they can't. Wait, there's songs in Happy Time Murder?
No, there isn't, but there is an Avenue Q. That's why I want it to be a movie, because...
Oh, yes.
We have Neptune Theater, but there's no way in hell that there's going to be a performance of Avenue Q anytime soon. Because they're mostly like family friendly stuff. And I'm like, fucking Avenue Q, like now. And they're like, no. And I'm like, why? Because everyone hates fucking puppets and songs about internet porn. And I'm like, give me a list. And then they hang up on me.
Poor. I haven't thought about having Q in so long.
But hey, with Happy Time Murders, if you ever watched Team America World Police and you were like, you know what? Marionettes having sex is hilarious, but what if they were puppets instead?
Do you see them being puppeted?
Only at the end.
Okay.
Where it's like bloopers and outtakes.
Okay. It's like, it'd be funny if all the puppets are actually had people puppeting them, but for some reason everyone, like the quote unquote humans, just ignored them.
Yeah, well, the way they did it, it wouldn't have worked very well.
Right.
Because they were basically dudes with like chroma green sheets over their head.
it's like just a part of their puppet bodies, this human.
And a couple times I was like, because they're puppets, they're not Muppets, although they're constructed a lot like Muppets, but they're not. They're just puppets. But it was Jim Henson's son who directed it, and I was like, I wonder what Jim would think. It's like, I know they're not Muppets, but you did what? What? People want to see two puppets having sex and then having... Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And I've been Crazy Canuck.
And I've been Firehawk 12.
And we'll see you next time.
Have a good Whack Donald's.
Have a good Whack good day. Back to what we... That song ever.